Pascal. Okay, then now the floor is open. I recognize none, so may I take it that the High Contact Party would like to have the duration of 2 days for the meeting of the group of experts in the next year? Okay, it is so decided. And this decision will be reflected when we go to the agenda item 13, adoption of the cost estimates. So you shall see the cost estimation based upon the 2 days of the duration for the expert, a meeting of the expert group. Thank you very much. So now the agenda item 10 is concluded. I would like to move to the return to the agenda item 8, review of the status and operation of protocol. As mentioned earlier today, thank you very much, ID coordinator. Excuse me. Thank you very much. As mentioned earlier today, I would like to address under this agenda item, firstly, the topic of universalization, and second, the forecast article proposed by my presidency. So first, the universalization. Before I open the floor to delegations who wish to speak under this agenda item, I would like to make a few remarks on universalization. There are currently 106 high contracting parties to the AP2, which means that 19 high contracting parties to the CCW have not consented to be bound by AP2. I have contacted of these 19 parties with a letter dated 12 of August 2021 with an appeal for consideration to join amended Protocol 2. We also carried out some bilateral outreach with high contracting parties to the convention not party to amended Protocol 2. Some of them shared the reasons why their countries do not or cannot adhere to the AP2. Some of them evoked as such reasons national and regional security issues, geographical constraints. One of the interlocutors suggested that since the obligations of the AP2 are lower than those of the APLC, it does not make sense for them to adhere to a legal instrument of which obligations are already covered by another convention, that is APLC. We hope this information are of some help to our further collective demarche for our universalization. I would like to call on all states parties, not yet high contracting parties to amended Protocol 2, to consider adherence. I also would like to call on all high contracting parties in a position to do so to consider and carry out outreach in this regard. And I would like to open the floor to delegations to allow for the presentation of any activities or updates in the context of universalization. And also, I would like to thank the already some of the high contracting parties have shared their experiences or their demarches to the purport of the universalization on the agenda item of the exchange of views this morning. So now the floor is open. Any wishes to take the floor on the universalization in addition to the remarks made by them in this morning? Okay, it does not seem to be the case. I would like to move on to the next sub-agenda item under the agenda item 8, that is the focus discussion on the Article 11. Okay. So the So in accordance with the mandate given by the high contracting parties at AP2 annual conference in 2018 and reconfirmed in that of the 2019, the presidency has selected one focused article among the articles of the amended protocol 2, and the presidency is supposed to make a presentation on that article in order to facilitate the focused discussion among the high contract parties on that selected article. So the presidency will give a presentation in its national capacity on Article 11 on technological cooperation and assistance. As I explained at the meeting of the group of experts in August, I proposed for this focused discussion Article 11. As it is in our common interest, in my view, to ensure the highest possible standards of minds clearance, also by cooperating, sharing information and experience, as well as by providing assistance. So I would like to now give the floor to Japan. First, to introduce to Ms. Komukai, Senior Advisor on Peace Building from the Japan International Cooperation Agency, to present on Article 11, followed by representatives of Cambodia and Colombia, who are partners to the trilateral technical cooperation of the project. So the floor is now yours, Japan.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairperson, President.